Welcome to Bites by MSDN. My name is Clark Sell, and with me today I have Frank Galarraga. Frank, what do you do and where do you work?
Hi, I work with Brand Journey Venturing. Okay. We're a development partner for General Mills, okay. And we've just built glutenfreely.com.
Okay, so what is Glutenfree?
Glutenfreely is a site. It's an e-commerce and social site for the gluten community, so people can go and learn about, you know, how to live gluten-free. Yes, and how to deal with some of their, if they're a celiac, how to deal with it. And also they can buy over 400 products online and get it shipped directly to their homes.
Well, so. And then all General Mills. This is a General Mills thing.
Yes, it is a General Mills thing, but they've actually gone outside of their normal business process, okay. And we have General Mills and non-General Mills products on the site, so okay. It's really new innovations for them. So
now, we were just talking a second ago, and you happened to mention that you guys have gone through this huge refactoring and rebuilding of the gluten-free site. What in fact was that?
Well, we decided when we were going to add commerce to the site to take a look at the entire infrastructure, and by doing so, we decided to move it out to the cloud, and okay. We actually used Windows Azure to do that.
Azure cloud solution.
Yes.
So let's dive into that a little bit. What okay. pieces of Azure did you do? And I understand that this was actually a whole site rewrite?
Yeah, complete ground up site rewrite. Okay. So we've used the worker roles, the web roles we've gone through, and we've used SQL Azure, and we also use Microsoft CRM 2011 in the cloud also as okay. part of the solution.
Okay. And the rewrite was, that was just part of time. You weren't rewriting the site just to move to Azure, correct?
Well, no, we weren't just moving to Azure, but we wanted to. It's a completely different business process for them, so we decided to, like I said, we looked at the technology
right.
and decided to move on to the cloud.
So it was more of a business decision to do a rewrite, refactor,
correct.
And then along the way actually move into Azure at the same point.
Yes.
Nice, very nice. What pieces of, how long did it take in Azure to get everything to go up into Azure?
Start to finish, 3.5 months.
And how many people were working on that?
Four people.
Four people, 3.5 months.
Yes.
And about how many people, I don't know if you know or not, how many people hit the site?
Oh, on an average, I think we have about 60,000 visitors wow. per site. We've actually been up since March 1st, and it's been pretty okay. It's pretty popular.
So. What pieces of Azure did you use for what things? So you mentioned WebRoll and WorkRoll for people who might not know what that
okay.
is. Where did that fit into the stack of the refactor?
Sure. Well, it's an ASP.NET application, so our website completely runs on the web role of the site. So we have about four instances running constantly all the time of okay. the ASP.NET site. For the workers, we have a lot of background processes okay. That call back to other General Mills on-site services. So that's where we use worker roles and we use queues to make that happen.
Okay. Now you mentioned SQL Azure. That's yes. pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. It's a database in the cloud. And then you said Commerce Server 2011?
CRM 2011.
CRM 2011. What yes. did you use that for?
We use that for our customer service portal okay. and management. So all of the orders go into from Azure into CRM 2011, so we can see how we're doing on a daily basis, transaction-wise, and our customer service agents can use actual CRM 2011 to manage the customer.
Very nice. So. And this is all at glutenfree.com?
Glutenfreely.com.
Totally guessing right there.
Yeah, it's all at glutenfreely.com, and you can see the site. It's, like I said, we've just released it. The site is in beta, but it's actually full production, so it's all set and running on Azure.
Well, thanks, Frank. This has been another edition of Bites by MSDN.